Jerusalem, Ikayalami.
Coming up 12 minutes past 9 o'clock, and it had us all tapping and, of course, really jiving in the studio, you know. And this was a song that pulled everybody together during the COVID years and gave everybody something and some hope in the COVID years. It was just one of those things that just really took over the world. Nomthebo Zikoda, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. Hello, hello there in Cape Town.
You were jiving to that song as we were jiving to it in the studio, right?
Yeah. You know, I was busy dancing this side of mine. You know, it was just, you know, you are just reminding me of this song, Jerusalem.
Tell us very quickly, what made this song probably one of the biggest song? And I mean, this is the biggest hit, but, you know, what makes a song as big as this?
Where I can't tell you.
No, I love it when a song actually becomes a cross-cultural, across racial lines, across everything, because there are certain songs which you can just play as a DJ in any particular event and it will just rock the party, and this is one of them.
Yeah. To be honest, I think, I don't know, like I can't tell you what exactly people loved about this song, like what made this song to cross over, to be loved by all nations, be it white, black, Indians or whatsoever. It can be God, because really around that time of COVID, there were so many songs that came out during that time, but then people chose Jerusalem. I don't know whether, because some people, they would say the beat is amazing, but also the way I sang, even though they didn't understand what I was saying, but then it was just very touching. That's why many of them, after maybe listening to the song, they will go on Google to check the meaning, and then they will love the song even more, because also the meaning is very powerful. So honestly, like, I don't know, the song even today is still traveling. Last time I checked, we were on 600 million views. I don't know right now where we at. All I know is that we are just going for 1 billion views. So it's really amazing. Like, I can't really tell you what exactly people love about this song.
I think it's an incredible song, despite the fact that, you know, even it, as any song that lives after a year or two, you know, on the international market as well as on the local market, is testament to a true talent and testament to a very, very good talent. So tell us a little bit about Nomthebo Zoda.
My name is Nomthebo Zikoda. Of course, I was born in KZN, KwaZulu-Natal. I was raised by a single parent. My father passed away right when my mom was pregnant. And I had so much love of music way back when I was still at school. I knew exactly that I wanted to be a singer. If not a singer, I wanted to be an actress. But I'm thankful that I'm living my dream as well. Like I'm now a singer. So I went for auditions that were in one of the radio stations, Ukhozi FM, if you don't mind me mentioning the radio station. And then lucky enough, I was one of the people who won. And then, but then at that time, I got a position of being a backing singer instead of like being an artist. And then I was a backing singer for I think more than 15 years. And then after that, I got an opportunity to meet up with DJ Kanyani, and then we collaborated on a song called Emazulwini. That song in 2018, people loved the song so much in South Africa as well as neighboring countries like Botswana, Zimbabwe. And then after that song, I think people like they started to know that there is this girl by the name Nomthebo who made Emazulwini. Then open mic now, they phoned me, they wanted us to work together. And lucky enough, I was not signed with DJ Kanyani. Then I met up Master KG because he was also signed under Open Mic. We did a song together with Master KG. And yeah, and the rest is history. The song is now loved by many, you know.
You won a Grammy with Virgil Kellerman and so on. What did it feel like standing on that stage, standing there,
there
and winning that Grammy? That final recognition, because I think that's what everybody works to in any industry that you work. You work for that recognition. And once you've got that Grammy with you, like Tyler's also a Grammy Award winner now, who's coming back today. What is that feeling when you when your name is called?
Yo, the feeling was just phenomenal. The feeling, like, I can't even explain it because, honestly speaking, I didn't even know that we're going to win. Like, it was just a surprise, you know? Like, I was so happy also knowing that we don't have many African ladies who won Grammys. There are very few. Remember, there was Miriam Makeba, who won it years back. May he so rest in peace. And then there's me. Now we've got to Tyler. Congratulations also to Tyler. Like, I was so happy. I was jumping, you know. The feeling, I can't really explain it because for me, I was pitching myself. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, is this really happening? Because I've never, like, in my life, thought I'll be, like, shaking shoulders with people like your Beyonce and all of that. These are the people that I used to look up to when I was still very, very young, seeing them on television. So to see me in one place, so I was just like really very happy.
Mm.
Even with the nomination, before even we get a win, I was just so happy with the nomination alone.
Chatting this morning to Nomcebo Zikode, she is the Grammy-winning singer, known, of course, for Jerusalem. If you want to ask any questions, you can give us a call on 021-446-0567 or on the WhatsApp line on 072-567-1567. One of the messages coming in off the WhatsApp line, please ask her if she's actually received any money for Jerusalem yet.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
How does it work in the music industry? Because I was chatting this morning about theater productions and the people go and record theater productions and put it all over the show and they don't respect the artist's creation.
They don't at all. Hence now I've opened up my own recording label called Emazulwini because I want to, you know, I did not get a fair deal. So I want to give these young ones a fair deal. Also, I want to teach them how it's done, because there's so much that is happening, only to find that many of us we don't know of, you know. But to answer the question, I'm still waiting for my money. We are going to court. We're going to court maybe next month. I'm not going to expose the date. But yeah, I'm still waiting for my money. I'm hoping that maybe I'm going to get it one day, you know.
Mm. I think for, you know, young artists, and this is where the key thing and the key aspect is when young artists come onto a stage, and it happens to a lot of our football, our great footballers who go and sit overseas on the benches in France and go and sit overseas on the benches. They are not money savvy. They are not business people, because as an artist, you go out there and you do what you love, but you also need to protect yourself. And that's, I think, is just the lesson that young artists should learn, isn't it?
That's correct. But also, just because someone he doesn't know about the industry, it doesn't mean that you should take advantage of them. Mm. You know, that's very wrong. But also with my case, it's totally different, because with me, like, I know exactly what I'm supposed to be getting. I've been telling my company to say, okay, even if we signed for 2% or for 2 rand, give me that 2 rand. But my company, they've been saying, no, there's no money, because remember, Nomcebo, way back, there used to be money because we used to sell physical copies. So right now, there are no physical copies. People, they're streaming music and all of that. Like, I've been, like, asking them to say, guys, please give me something. Even if it's 2 rand, it's mine. Even if it's 1 rand, until I ended up, you know, taking them to my lawyers, and it's not something that I wanted to do. You know, this thing of, because these things of courts and all of that, they take long. You know,
you say I've always been an artist who is honest and transparent about my vulnerabilities. While I am someone who is known for my deep spirituality, I also experience challenges and problems like everyone else. I get frustrated. I sin. I'm absolutely not perfect. Where do you draw inspiration from for your music?
Oh my gosh. I just love music as a whole. I don't have that one person that I would say I look up to. I listen to everything. I love I love Mambo Simhlongo, the late Mambo Simhlongo. I do, even today I still listen to her music. I listen to I listen to Nigerian music. I listen to Tenny. There's a lady called Tenny. I love her music so much. Like, I listen to everything, honestly. I listen to my piano, like, everything. But I know that I love also music with meaning, you know. I do love music with meaning. But then it doesn't mean that I don't listen to maybe something that doesn't have proper meaning. I just love music. I listen to everything. I listen to Usher, or, like, I listen to everyone, honestly. Mm.
I think one needs to be well-rounded, obviously, and therefore you need to listen to everything that you can possibly listen to. Unlike Inkanyezi, which celebrated love and partnership, Izonozami delves a little bit deeper into themes, delivering a message of hope and resilience. Tell us about this new song of yours, Izonozami.
Okay, with Izonozami, honestly, I wasn't myself when I was writing that song. My emotions were a little bit down. So sometimes I'm that kind of a person who writes what is happening around me, if not about my experiences. So the song is all about my pain. So I was taking everything to God to say, God, you are the one who knows my pain. You are the one who knows my problems. So please, at this moment, I need you. And I'm hoping that everyone at home who will be listening to this song will understand that as much as I'm maybe famous, or maybe they see me on Instagram traveling the world, or as celebrities, we do face up with problems, you know. And whenever we are facing up with problems, we go to God, we kneel down to God, tell God, because sometimes when you maybe talk to your friends, they might laugh at you, but if you talk to God, God will know exactly how to heal you, you know.
Chatting this morning to the Grammy Award winning singer-songwriter Nomcebo Zikode about her latest single, Izonozami. We're going to play that song. Thank you so much for your time this morning. And I hope that you will be winning your court case for Jerusalem. I think you are, you know, even if it's, like you said, 2 rand, it is something that is deserved to you. And all the best with the career going forward.